Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Dalad. I was starting from the top. We're really learning about different movement of the Kohen. And we're really a movement that make him look different than other Kaharim. And it says something about his eyes. So we learn, we're going to teach now the Mishnah, what the Mishnah means in the eyes. It says the Mishnah, Shtein of Lamaila, Shtein of Lamata. I know where it says that one is a mile, one is a mata, or one eye you see the room, or one eye you see the upstairs. So I'm talking about my stay in of lamaila, stay in of lamata. What does it mean? What's taich? Two eyes lamaila and two eyes lamata. Two eyes up and two eyes down. Ile ma stay in of lamaila. If you're going to say it means two eyes up, the chazi lamaila is always, the eyes are always looking up. It can't go down, the eyes. And stay in of lamata means the chazi lamata is always looking down. And eina achas lamaila, eina achas lamata means the chazi eina achas lamata, one is always looking down, and eina achas lamaila, one is always looking up. Hainu roye secheda vesalia. Then the fourth case, which says that one eye is looking at the room, one eye is looking at the upstairs, is the same thing like the third case, because they're both like cross-eyed. Hainu roye secheda vesalia kachas. Elo shtei eina lamaila, the kaim lamaila. You know what it means? Shtei lamaila means the eyeballs are situated on his head, higher up than a normal person. And state of lamata means the kaima lamata. It's situated in your head in a lower part of the head than normal person. Ein achas lamaila v'achas lamata means one eye is higher, one eye is lower. So all those things are moving because you don't look like a regular kohen. And the other case, in a case where v'kaima kasidur nami could be possible. When your eyes are regular place in the head, but one eye is looking at the room, one eye is looking at the upstairs, that's called a mum. Like cross-eyed, it's called a mum. Zoktamam na'an imili. How do we know these psulim? The Tanur Rabbanan. We learned in the Braisa. Be'enoi. Kol ma'ashe be'enoi. Now, I was teaching that it's the psulim is ena shav v'zar sharen. So it looks like from the Gemara that maybe it's learned out of the Pasuk Be'enai. That it's really part of the learned out of Pasuk Be'enai. So you have to know if that means it's a real mum or not. It's learned out of Drasha, but it's very possible it's a real mum because it's learned out of Pasuk of Be'enai. Not immediately. The Torah Rabbanan, Be'enai, Kol Mash Be'enai. It says in the Pasuk, Dak Oy Tavel Be'enai. And Rashi says, you don't have to say Enai. We know Dak Oy Tavel are a type of mumin that belong in the eye. So why do I say be'enai? Kol ma'ash be'enai. Mekan amru shtein of lamata, shtein of lamayla. Two eyes that are situated lower in the head or higher in the head. Eni achas lamayla v'nachas lamata. If the eyes are two different places. Or v'roya es hacheder v'es aliyah ka'achas. Or a person who looks at the room and the upstairs at one time. Or shavdavin chaveroi. Or he's talking with his friend. Va'echad oimer. And someone else says, Aliroi, looking at me. So all those cases are psulim of be'enai. They're all psulim of eyes. And they all include in the psulim of eyes, and they're cross-eyed, and all these things are part of the psul of the eyes. So here it sounds like it's the rightistic of psul of Be'enai. Zokta Gamara. Tana Rabbana. The Rabbana learned in the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, Iver. We're going to go through a different psulim now of the eyes. We had now, altogether, a lot of psulim of the eyes we had so far. The Gemara is going to explain why you need each one. So Iver, a blind person, is not a good mum, ben suma mishteinov, saif, he's blind in two eyes, ben suma ba'achas, veinov, saif, he's blind in one eye. Chivarva v'amayim kavu minayim. How do you know spotted eyes and drippy eyes, which also makes you not be able to see, how do you know that was also a mum? Tamalav ish Iver, it's a lotion ish Iver, ish is marba, those mumen as well. So I'm a Rava. Lovely kasha one of ish iver dak taval ba'inai. So we learn out from all these five words, different things. From ish, we learn out the din of spotted eyes and drippy eyes. Iver, we learn blind people. Dak, we learn about cataract. Taval is a mixed up, the black and the white eye. Ba'inai teaches us that if you're cross-eyed and other things like that, it's no good. Why need all five of those rashes? Zoktimara tzrichi. Likas rachmana iver mishum de lesnu klal. Iver can't see at all, so we understand why it's possible. Chavar v'amayim hakavuim the istube, that there really, the eyes are there. He just can't see because something above it, it's dripping or it's spotted. So maybe that would not be a psul of mum. Because of Rachmana ish, pasul ish. The teacher says that's also a mum. Because Rachmana ish, which is the mum of chavar v'amayim kavuim, mishum deloy kachazi klal. Because you can't see at all, at least. If you're just missing some type of eyesight, like with a cataract or with a tavalul, well, just a cataract rather, by dak, you would not be apostle. Because if you want a dak, it says the din of dak, that if you have this thing above your eye, that you cannot serve in the base of Mikdash. Because we're a dak, why does it make you see less? Some of our least, if your eyes mixed up, you can still see. What's wrong with that? Because teach us that that's also no good. Yeah, it's a mum. Because one of the valum, should the valum, because it's mixing up the eye. I'm sure Mishanusa, but just a little bit different. Because I want to be in that if you look different, that means you're cross-eyed or your two eyes on top, two eyes on the bottom. Either way, all these things are possible. Amar Rava, Hilcha Kol Machmas Keyusa Asim Ish. Anytime you can't see well, that's learned out from Ish. Chavar Vavamayim, right? Like type thing like this from Ish Iva. Because Raisa. The first case, anyone who can't see at all, you know, because something's missed, you know, something above his eye, you learn of ish. Because Raisa, if his eyesight is bad, medak, learn from medak. Mevalisa, if your eye is mixed up, metavlul. Mishanusa, if you look funny, mebe'enai, learn from enai. So, coming up from this Gemara, it sounds like if someone needs glasses, it could be, he would not be kosher for avoida. Look at Chuvah's Red Vaz, which discusses this. But it's a Shaila attack of someone needs glasses, is he kosher for Avoida? It would disqualify basically Rav Klai Yisrael and Rav Kanim to be going, what? LASIK. Okay, you get LASIK, 100%. That's what you have to do. But some hold that that's not the. So we have to look into that one day. Sochi Shemesh, a guy who can't see in the sun. You know, guys, you see guys who wear sunglasses in the winter? That type of guy, you know, he can't see the sun. Tony Rav Yosef, Sochi Shemesh, hates sun. That's also a mum. A guy who the light's too bright for his eyes, that's a mum. It's a guardian. We had in the Mishnah something called a guardian. So, everybody remembers what a guardian is? I said that the Gemara is going to explain. It's a guardian. So, what does that mean, a guardian? Rav Yehuda was sitting in front of him. He says, you know what a guardian means? One of my eyes, one of your eyes. And Rav Yehuda had a little funny eyes. He says, that's called a guardian. One of my eyes, one of your eyes. But Ikvar Rav Yehuda, he was not happy being used as an example. Meisve, more movement of the eye. Shechavna, if he has very big eyebrows. Shegvinov Shechavim, his eyebrows are very big. I think it's eyebrows, not eyelashes, but correct me if I'm wrong. Shegvinov Shechavim, his eyebrows are very big. Zagdum, Echad Shachav Echalavim. That means he has one black eye and one white eye. Anything. So what zagdom means, anything that's not the same. Like we had before, any two eyes that are not the same, they're different, it's called a zagdom. Send the Mishnah Tzirim. What's Tzirim? We'll see in a second. Ain of Trutois with Tziroinois. Round eyes is no good. Just Tziroinois is more round than Trutois. If you have round eyes, very, very round eyes, that's not a. That's a mum. Doimois, Dolphois, Vitrudois, if your eyes are very drippy. Also, those are also a problem. And Tysus really speaks out. Why, if once you say the little drip is a problem, you have to say even more drippy. And once this round, more round, Tysus speaks about it. He says, it's only a psul of Shav Vizar Sha'arin and not a real mum. That's why I say, even if it's worse, that's what Tysus speaks out. Tano, Hazodir, Vahaloifin, Vatumin. More psulim over here. The zodir loifim atumin. What are these psulim? Zovir means the mazer enai. It means that his eyes blink a lot. That's one of the psulim. He blinks away. He moves around a lot. That's a, you know, a little different. I'm saying it. Two ways to learn. Say it. Either blinks a lot or moves around a lot. Lufin, the deficient zife, which means he has big eyelashes. Tumien, shetamu zifa. Tumien means that he doesn't have eyelashes at all. For the Gemara, is that a mum? We got a mum in Tanalu? But now we learned in the Mishnah, Shinoshu Risa Enav, that if your eyelash, we had in our Mishnah, if your eyelashes fall out, possibly Maris Ayin, it's only Maris Ayin, it's not a psul. It's not a psul of Enishav Zazarin, like Kasha, Hadashdaya Gadume, Hadashdaya Gadume. If you left over little, you know, loose ends, the little ends, so then it's only Maris Ayin. But if there's nothing left at all of the eyelashes, then that's a real mum. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, more mumin of Kahanim. Einov gedoylois kishol egal. If his eyes are big like an calf, like talis mishol oivavis, or small like a little roaster, or gufagel mevarav kato mevarav, or his guf is not proportionate to his evarim. You know, he does a lot of work out, he looks big muscles. then he's not, doesn't look good. I'm not sure what that means exactly, but something like that. You know, his guf is not proportioned with his evarim. Chaytli gadol evarim, his nose is too big. A kotavar, too small. Hatzayim and vatzmeya. What is that? Is it tzmeya? Kosha ozdav katanis. Very small ears. Vatzayim and kosha ozdav doimim svug. His ears are doimim to a sponge. It's not clear what that means. Either very big ears, or it means that the ears are round and like closed up. Svasal yoyno devasal tachtayna. His upper lip is way over his bottom lip. Tachtayna devasal yoyno. His bottom lip is way past his upper lip. Harizamum. But shenosh shirav, his teeth fall out. Pas me marasayin. That's only a psul of marasayin if his teeth fall out. Amar Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu Esther Amas Aya. Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amas tall. Shneva Yifres is Aya Lala Mishkan. He put the roof on the Mishkan. And how high was the Mishkan? 10 Amas. So how did he get it on? It must have been 10 Amas. Mi Parshu Moshe Rabbeinu. Parshu Chziv Esther Amas Aracha Karash. It must be he was 10 Amas big. So we're thinking right now, 10 Amas means he was 10 of his own Amas. Amma is from here to here, from his finger to his elbow. He was 10 of those. Now, if someone is 10 of those, that is considered a deformed look. Because most people are three times Amma. That's until the head, whatever, they're three times Amma. Three times from here to here. That's how tall a person is. So here, if he's 10 times a person, then it's going to be deformed. Zakta Gemara, Amalei Rav Shimi Rachia, Larav, Imken, it's not a Bamum. It's not a goofy gold Mevarav, Kat Mevarav. That looks funny. And here he's going to look funny because he's 10 times the size of his Amma. Amalei Shimiat. What? Rabbits. Right. So we thought it meant Amma of the car. We thought it meant that of his own Amas. We thought it meant he was 10 Amas of his own Amas. That's what we thought it meant. You're right. That's Mar's Teretz. That when it says someone's 10 Amas tall, it means 10 of his own Amas. Amas of here to here, from his finger to his elbow. And the Gemara, like you said, Amalei Shimiat. But Amas of Karish come. What Amas of Karish? He was 10 Amas. The 10 Amas of the Karish. Of course, his hand was longer than a regular Amma because he was much taller. He was 10 Ammas tall.
Was it a claim, Ishwabina?
What?
Ishwabina wasn't a claim.
So what? We don't make Gadol Dor into Amma. He did it for 7 days. Yeah, don't do Avaida. But Moshe is saying, very good, that in Shiva's main loom, he did Avaida. So that's why. So guys, so Shiloh.
It didn't go to dinner.
No, it's not the avoda. No, it didn't avoda. Probably also, but the pasuk of Pshat Stamos that we don't make Moshe Rabbeinu to Balmom. That's pasuk the kash. That the 7 days did avoda. So Moshe also had as a kash. So if his 10 amas tall, had he get into the Mishkan? The Mishkan was only 10 amas high. So he had to bow down when he climbed up the steps for the menorah. On those 7 days did avoda, he banged his head into the roof.
Didn't need the steps.
He banged his head into the roof. You know what I'm saying? It's a big problem, Taka. You know. It was still a problem. So you have to ask. Well, he bent down. He's saying him in a minion. He's saying him in a mockum. Says, but the Aaron. Says the Aaron was like that. You're saying like that. Okay.
Obviously.
Not fragrant Tamid Chum like Ramay Shazev. See if it's just something like that. I'm not sure. Chait me God. Yeah. Says the guy has a very big nose. Tana, what's the shear big nose? Ke etzba katana. It means that his nose is bigger than other people by an etzba. If it's this much bigger than the other person's nose, if it's supposed to be not other person's nose, the nose that's supposed to be for him, every guy's size has different size nose, so then that's a problem. Hatzimim v'atzima. So we learned the Mishnah a psulim mum called tzimim. Tzimim has to do with the ears. Tana afatzima loy have yadir abana mai tzimach. No, afatzimach. The Bryce is even tzimach also. The rabbanon don't know what's tzimach. Shomu hu taya the have a comma man the boy tzimach. Anyone wants a tzimach, what do they see? They saw there a certain goat. They saw a goat with huge ears. Someone said like Dumbo ears. I'm not sure what Dumbo is, but something like a big ears. Maybe you guys know what that is. Okay, he has very big ears. Amrav Chista.
Ayanta.
Dumbo means Ayanta. Amrav Chista. Eis ein lekanayim. A goat that does not have horns, because a goat usually has horns. And merachos yesh lekanayim, and a sheep that has horns. That's not called deformity, and Ksherim Gavim is Be'ach. Tainam Hachi, Yesvaram Shem Kamumim, Ve'inam Kamumim. It looks like a mum to the untrained Talmud Chacham, but it's not a mum. V'shech the Malayim Mikdash, Yikashech the Ravalayim Medina, but not, Medina means it's still a Bechar, and you can't shech the Medina. What is that? Ve'eluhain, Eish Shein Lekanayim, a goat that's missing its horns, V'rochel Shech Lekanayim, and a sheep that has horns. V'atzimech, V'atzimem, V'atzimeya. Those things also are not a mum according to this man, the Amma, which means he has certain type of size ears. It's only a psul by a kayin, not by a behemoth. Why? Because a kohen, if he has funny ears, is ena shav v'zara shel Aaron. But a behemoth has funny ears, is not a problem. He's not going to mitzvah pictures. It's fun to have big ears. It's just gefarlich.
Okay.
In the mitzvah, yes.
Why?
Because it has big ears. It's not a mum. Why is a mum by a kohen? Why is mitzvah mitzvah by a kohen? A kohen has to be shav v'zara shel Aaron. He has to look like other people. He can't look different than other people. Special psul by kahanim shav v'zara shel Aaron. He has to look like a normal person, and it doesn't apply to animals. Zok the Gemara Vayta.
If Al-Horn has glasses, why is that not called Shav Zayin?
No, oh, so we said before that Ayin is a psul in the pasuk. It's not Shav Zayin. Then it's a Veinai. Yeah. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Omar Rav Chizda Amar Meima Not Lu Karnusam Vezachrusam Imaham. He says this thing that the horns come out is not a psul. It depends. If the horn came out, the end in a horn that holds the horn to the head is like something called a zachrus. It's like a little bone protruding out of the head, and that, like a little peg, and that holds the horn. If that goes also, that's psula, that's a pasul. Why? Because it's like a hole in the head already. But he says he can't be paid touch on it, but it's possible for the mizbeach. Not to tefayim v'zachrusam, if the hooves get ripped off, including the zachrusam, also the hooves have the same thing, that they have a little piece of bone that goes into the hoof. So then, psulim and lift malayim, you can even paid on it. So I'm going to ask a kasha from the karnayim. Meisvei, not to karnayim, tefayim v'zachrusimam, and the zachrus, and the peg, psulim, lift malayim, you can paid it. So see, even by horns, it's possible. And you can paid it. Like kasha, how does akar skure, how does it be? If it's completely na'akar, then it's a problem. But if it leaves a little bit of the bone, then it's fine. Right, the Gemara, the igam ugri pasul, is that if it's mashma, if the bone goes off, it's pasul, it just can't be paided. Is that pasul? Raminu, what about para? Para aduma shakarnav atafel shakarim, it's black. And you don't have anything black, it has to be red. So yogurt, you cut it off. So you see from here, they're cutting it off, it's not even pasul. Tirgam zirim, aloy zachrus. It means you cut off the horn above the zachrus. That, and therefore, you didn't cut any zachrus. There's three levels. You cut the horn with any zachrus. It's kosher l'makatila, mahadrin, KCL. The if you cut off the piece of the zachrus, then it's pasul l'mizbeach. The whole zachrus is missing. Then it's even mutar paid on it.
Then you have to say the braces is totally fine.
What?
Then you have to say there's three levels. What does that have to mean?
Yeah.